Whether you call it a lockdown, a quarantine, or put a hashtag in front of stay home, New Yorkers and others are facing a new chapter in the new normal, isolation. Concerns over coronavirus resulted in drastic actions, like shuttering restaurants, casinos, and gyms in hopes of staving off the spread of the virus. People are being told to stay home. But for a society accustomed to freedom of mobility, it's taking some getting used to. And that's for the people who are listening to authorities. Xu Hong is a reporter based in Shanghai who weathered the COVID-19 siege in China. She has been following Governor Andrew Cuomo's press conferences.
The lockdown is important and is essential, I think. That's what we did in the whole month of February. We didn't work. We had no economic activities and people didn't go out. And I think that's the best way to contain the virus.
There's never any wasted opportunity to either maintain or to establish a regimen or a routine or a way to really keep physically fit and healthy, even in the midst of the COVID crisis.
Donna Pleers is an Albany-based fitness educator, personal trainer, and coach. He says having your daily routine interrupted can be a shock to the system, especially when that routine involves workouts at the gym.
We all have the best equipment made to man, and that's our bodies. And we can certainly utilize our bodies to accomplish fitness goals. So I'm one who's certainly a strong advocate for calisthenic type exercises. These are natural exercises that can be done at home, whether someone is physically able to, you know, do push-ups or sit-ups or leg raises or jumping jacks or even jump rope within their home. You know, many go to the gym for cardiovascular activities, whether it's the treadmill or biking, things of that nature. But, you know, with the right combination of exercises and cardiovascular exercises like jumping rope or jumping jacks or anything that's really going to increase the heart rate, you can certainly get the same effect, if not a greater effect, than the traditional machines.
A player says if you are able to get outdoors and walk, jog, or run as the weather warms, all the better. But make sure you get the okay from your doctor first, then set a goal and start out small. And when the day comes that the gym reopens,
be careful to not assume that you're at the same level or strength or that you were perhaps, you know, over the course of this interruption to your routine. Certainly start off slow and kind of ease things back in if it's certainly significantly different than what you've been doing in the interruption with the COVID-19.
Hong says coronavirus peaked in China in January. She adds things are beginning to return to normal in Shanghai and encourages New Yorkers to be patient. You'll get through this.
Small businesses are reopening again and people are starting to go out. He said that Wuhan provides hope for the rest of the world, that even the most severe situation can be turned around.
There's more, including links to Appleer's workouts at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.